Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report for May 19th, 2025. I'm Phil Adler. President Trump has withdrawn, for the time being, his threat to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, but the administration continues to criticize the Fed for postponing interest rate cuts and for its quantitative tightening policy, which increases the amount of bonds available in the market and thus requires higher interest rates to attract buyers. Confluence Associate Market Strategist Thomas Wash joins us today to discuss whether the Fed's independence is truly at risk and what this might mean for investors. Thomas, to get into our discussion, every president, it would seem, likes the prospect of lower interest rates, but it appears this president more than most, thus the intense pressure on the Fed. How important are lower rates to the president's economic policy and its prospects for success?
When the Federal Reserve cut rates, it generally pushes down borrowing costs across the board, not just for short-term securities, but also, though less dramatically, for longer-term bonds as well. But here's the catch. These cuts only work if markets trust the Fed is going to keep inflation under control for the long haul. We saw this play out in late 2024. The Fed cut rates by a full percentage point, yet the 10-year Treasury yield, which influences everything from corporate debt to home loans, actually rose by roughly the same amount.
Thomas, the relationship between the executive branch and the Fed has always seemed to be a murky one. How would you term this relationship exactly?
The Federal Reserve and the executive branch have historically clashed over monetary policy, a tension seen not only during the Trump administration, but also under presidents like Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and Jimmy Carter. What set the conflict between Powell and Trump apart, however, was the apparent push to involve the White House more directly in Fed decision-making. Specifically, the president believes he needs to be consulted before the Fed makes a decision on interest rates. The real sore point came during the trade wars, when Trump slapped tariffs on China and other countries. Their central banks quickly cut rates to protect their economy. But the Fed, worried about inflation, kept rates steady. Trump saw this as a Fed working against him, while Powell saw it as doing his job to keep prices stable.
Have there been other moments in our history when the executive branch and the Fed were so much at odds that a president threatened to remove a Fed chairman?
This fight actually reminds me of what happened in 1951 between President Truman and the Fed. Back then, the government wanted to keep rates low to make borrowing cheaper, especially for things like war debts. But the Fed worried this was causing inflation to spike. The big clash came when Fed leaders met with Truman and warned that keeping rates artificially low would hurt the economy. This led to the famous Treasury-Fed Accord, a deal where the government agreed to stop telling the Fed what to do with interest rates. This 1951 agreement created the independent Fed we have today. Now, Trump seems to want to go back to the old system where presidents could influence rate decisions.
Well, the markets went into a tailspin earlier this year when President Trump suggested he might fire Powell. Do you think that option is off the table now because of the dramatic reaction by the markets at that time?
Trump likely backed off from threatening to fire Powell for two reasons. First, the market reacted badly every time Trump criticized Powell. Bond investors started selling, pushing yields up, which hurt the economy. And secondly, it's not even clear if Trump can legally remove Powell, and the uncertainty alone could spook markets. This happened before when Jimmy Carter replaced the Fed chair in 1979. After some messy debates, he picked Paul Volcker, who turned out to be much tougher on inflation than Carter wanted. If Trump forces Powell out, he might end up with a Fed chair who's even less willing to help his agenda. So why take the risk?
Do you think because of the concern that tariffs might trigger inflation that the Fed is unlikely to lower rates until the labor market softens significantly?
So the Fed basically said two things at their last meeting. First, the economy isn't doing badly enough to justify cutting rates now. But second, there's a little nervousness that if people start expecting prices to keep rising, they might rush to buy stuff now, which could push prices up even more. The bottom line is they've settled on either keeping rates steady or cutting them later this year. That's at least some clarity, which is good, but yeah, don't expect rate cuts to happen in the next few months. They're clearly in wait-and-see mode until the data makes a dramatic pivot.
Thomas, if the president elects not to fire Powell, what other valid options are available to the executive branch?
The most widely discussed option has been the potential appointment of a shadow Fed chair. Under this scenario, President Trump would nominate a successor, widely speculated to be Kevin Warsh, well before Chair Powell's term ends in May 2026. Once nominated, this Fed chair in waiting would begin articulating their own policy vision, which could openly conflict with Powell's stated positions. Rumors suggest the idea originated with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who has his own issue with the central bank. Earlier this year, he argued that the Fed's balance sheet reduction has constrained his ability to issue longer duration Treasury bonds.
Are there legitimate options available for the Fed that would possibly appease the president other than to lower rates?
You know, I think as long as the Fed keeps the door open for potential rate cuts and firmly signals no further hikes this year, markets should respond positively to incoming data. Despite concerns over rising tariffs, inflationary pressures remain relatively subdued. If this trend persists, the Fed's mere suggestion of possible rate cuts could help lower market rates, even without immediate action.
Thomas, can you summarize the stakes for investors?
You know, the stakes for investors are exceptionally high if the president tries to undermine Fed Chair Powell. You know, any perceived erosion of the Fed's independence could prompt a sweeping reassessment of risk premiums, reverberating across all asset classes. Treasury yields, particularly at the long end, would likely pick up, while the dollar could falter if markets doubt the central bank's resolve on price stability. Most critically, politicized monetary policy risks undermining the Fed's capacity to act as a stabilizing force in future crises, leaving the economy more vulnerable to shocks.
What do you think is the most likely outcome of this standoff?
You know, it's very complicated. I think that the president may ultimately explore appointing a shadow Fed if he perceives the central bank as failing to act appropriately. You know, such a move would likely be a last resort, driven by concerns that the Fed is undermining his economic agenda. As of right now, Kevin Warsh is emerging as the most plausible candidate. In the interim, however, the president will likely retain Powell until his term concludes in May 2026, opting instead to pressure the Fed to soften their messaging. This could lead the FOMC to signal to markets that a rate cut by year end remains firmly on the table, even if inflation picks up slightly.
Thank you, Thomas. The title of this week's report is White House versus the Fed, the looming battle for U.S. monetary policy. You can find a link to the written report on the Confluence website, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice, and this information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.